Okay, at what point did you realize that schools were going to be integrated?
Gee, I think I may have been about 12 or 13 years of age. And my parents and family, extended family, talked about this integration, and it was happening in other parts of the country. And I think my parents were convinced, as were many other African American families, that an integrated setting would provide greater opportunities for us. So my folks were so intent on us going to the quote white school that they even, because bus services were not provided, my parents sacrificed, and they paid for a taxi to take us to school.
Wow.
Every day. It was really several of us that rode the taxi, so we kind of pooled together. But still, my mother had two girls riding the taxi every day to school.
Wow.
And there were about a total of maybe four or five of us that rode the taxi to school.
Wow. What was your reaction to integration?
To integration? Well, it was really culture shock. I knew that white people existed, but I never had much contact with whites. And it was the first time I really, really understood what racism was about. My family talked about it in so many words, but I never conceptualized what it actually meant until integrating Gabby Phillips. And it was quite a culture shock. The other factor that I think played into that, not only the racial differences but the socioeconomic class differences, in my community we were considered reasonably as middle class as anybody. And I guess it's all relative, because we had two parent homes, both parents were working, and they provided for us reasonably well. But going to the white school, we realized that, their parents were generally they were from more affluent backgrounds. And particularly here in Chapel Hill, because of the university's influence, we were in classes with kids whose parents were physicians, and I don't believe that there were any black physicians or lawyers in Chapel Hill. And I think Chapel Hill is unique too, because in Durham, and as a teenager I began to mingle with kids from Durham, there were black lawyers and black physicians and so forth, but in Chapel Hill there weren't any.
Why do you think?
I think it's because the university helped maintain a plantation-type environment. They, used African Americans, and that was one of the reasons. Even today, my father is very proud of the fact that he never worked for the university, because he knew he would always have a menial position, and so he always was his own self-employed contractor. And he made it a point not to do that.
Okay.
But the majority of African Americans, that was the kind of positions African Americans had in Chapel Hill.
Considering that Chapel Hill was supposedly a liberal area, do you think that should have played into anything, any part of the workforce, or?
Mm-mm. I think Chapel Hill has a veneer of pseudo-liberalism. I think a lot of people will talk the liberal talk, but in terms of actually examining and looking at things, for example, I know that there was a big issue surrounding the workers who commuted from outlying areas to come to Chapel Hill to clean up the university. And I think they have, those workers have had to fight for everything that they have gotten. And I don't think that, I am not aware of very many faculty or others within the community who stepped in to support them a whole lot. I know that the university did not just offer a great deal of support. And in fact, I know that at one time, the university had a policy for these workers to come in at strange hours, like 3 o'clock in the morning, to clean up so that they would not be visible during the day. So, that's my take on it.
Okay.